Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're here with Andrew Fanara from the EPA. Welcome back to the show, Andrew.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here. So you've been on the show before, and you work on the Energy Star program. Can you tell us, just for level set, what that's all about?
The Energy Star program is the National Energy Efficiency Program for the United States, and I help to work on the team that writes the technical specifications for the Energy Star products.
Now, the Energy Star for Server specification will introduce a new class of computing devices to the Energy Star program. How did you work to try to figure out how to set those metrics?
So we've worked, of course, with component manufacturers like yourself, which has been really critical. We've worked with end users who purchase servers for their data centers. And we've worked with everybody in between, and including utilities throughout the country who are increasingly very interested in the very energy-intensive use of data centers, which they find in their service territories. And there's a lot of activity here, and so we're very close to having an Energy Star for servers specification.
And what is the end goal in terms of where you want to go in the future when you first start out? How do you set those types of aspirational goals?
The first part of the solution is to try to recognize today what are the most efficient products on the marketplace. However, computing is changing all the time, and I think it's incumbent upon us to look longer term and try to determine if there are better metrics that could be applied to measure the most efficient computing platforms that are evolving now and we may not be able to purchase right now. For the time being, I think we've taken an important first step to put our toe in the water and launch the Energy Star server spec, but I think where we'll be 3 or 4 years from now with the metric will be quite a bit different than what we have down on paper right now.
Andrew, last time we had the EPA on the program, I talked to your colleague, Catherine Kaplan, about the work that Energy Star had done with the Climate Savers program around Energy Star 4.0. Can you tell us if that impacted the server spec as well?
Yes, it definitely did. I think the collaboration with Climate Savers was really beneficial for servers. We've leveraged the work done for desktop computers around power supplies, which is what Climate Savers helped us with, and we've leveraged that into servers. So the great news is when you buy an Energy Star server, you're going to have a much more efficient power supply in it, and that is in large part due to much of the work that Climate Savers did to rally the industry to push for better efficiency, and that's going to be a big plus.
Now, if we look at the spec itself, I know that we are not in a final form yet, but can you give a sense of if an IT manager is planning to start implementing Energy Star, what will the initial metrics really mean?
Every server family that will be Energy Star has a power and performance data sheet. This is the resume, if you will, for that server that describes in a standard way, standard information that can be used to compare any sort of server, so that if you're a sophisticated organization, I think that's a jumping off point to have a more thorough discussion with your vendors about the energy consumption profile of these products, depending on how you use them. So it really, Energy Star might not be the be-all and end-all for certain types of users, but certainly it is a catalyst that I think helps drive the discussion in a certain way.
Well, certainly it brings a lot of attention and focus more broadly on energy efficiency in the server segment. You know, even at Intel, when we debate how to measure energy efficiency, we may have more opinions than people in the room when we have these discussions. So I would assume that getting a common metric of what is efficient would be a difficult thing in this market segment.
We understand that not everyone is on the same page right now in terms of what efficiency definitely means. But we do think that if we're going to make progress longer term, we have to start somewhere. And we're going to push into a longer-term specification for servers, which really will focus on how much work can you do for a certain amount of energy, for a given amount of energy, or for a given amount of energy, how much work can you do? That really is the central question. So we're moving in that direction, but the first step is to develop a basic specification that I think can be very beneficial to people who want answers today.
Andrew, thank you so much for being on the program again. It's always a pleasure.
It's good to be here. Thanks a lot.